Fest 2011, and 3D seems to be an ever prevailing theme here this year. And Li Zhang is going to show us what she's created, a 3D photorealistic talking head, right?
Yeah.
All right, so tell me a little bit about it.
So this project, this 3D photorealistic talking head, is about creating a 3D avatar look like just look like you.
Okay.
Yeah. So we only need a very short video clip of your talking with a webcam or Kinect sensor. Then by combining the 3D modeling and 2D video, we can create a 3D avatar which has very realistic face animation and also natural head motion and facial expressions.
Now, in the short video clip that you recorded of your subject, can the 3D video then only repeat back what they said in that clip, or can they say other words as well?
No. Your avatar can speak any text you never said before.
Really?
Yeah.
It will automatically recreate the motions that the mouth needs to make.
Yeah. So, in the short video clip, actually, we will cover all the phonetic coverage. So every phoneme will be said in this short video clip, and all the facial expressions are included in the short video clip. Then when we do a 3D talking head synthesis, then we can generate any text. You can speak anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at it.
Yeah, sure.
So show me what you've got here. So this is someone you work with?
Actually, this talking head is our colleague working in Microsoft Research Asia in Beijing.
Okay.
So we recorded about 30 minutes of his 2D video and created his 3D photorealistic avatar.
Wow.
So this is Matt. We can let Matt do a self-introduction first.
Okay.
This is our demo. So it is an interactive demo. So user can input any text here.
Okay.
So this is Matt's very short introduction.
Okay.
And then we can real-time synthesis the self-introduction.
And this is text that he never actually said.
Yeah. Okay. He never said this text.
Okay.
And you can try it later to input typing and
I'll make him say some stuff.
Yeah. And.
I am Matt Scott, a 3D talking head with lively, lip sync, and photorealistic animations. Through data-driven statistical model training, my mouth movement can be rendered convincingly, from either natural or TTS synthesized speech, different head motions and facial expressions can be rendered and controlled freely.
That is amazing. And you can move it and manipulate it while it's still talking to you.
Sure. Yeah, because it's real-time 3D rendering, so we can control the rendering, different head pose, and also we can change the facial expression. I'll show you that.
When
Matt is speaking, actually we can turn the expression to sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is very
make him angry.
So it can be a little surprise.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah, and also we prepare some tongue twister. You can see that because the voice you heard is also synthesized. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So we can, if we let he speak a tongue twister, we can make the speaking rate faster.
Okay. So it seems like you've got the visual part of this down. When can we make the voice not sound like a computer? That seems like to be the next generation of something like this.
Because we are working on Microsoft Research Asia Speech Group. So in Speech Group, we also working on the TTS. Currently, TTS is text-to-speech synthesis.
Okay.
So currently, this TTS technology is also invented by us. And we are also working on to synthesize more natural and more emotional synthesized speech.
Gotcha. So it's on its way. All right, let's hear him do the tongue twister.
Hi,
Tongue twister, yes.
Nettie Butter bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. But a bit of better butter will but make my butter better, so she bought some better butter, better than the bitter butter, and it made her butter better, so it was better. Betty Butter bought a bit of better butter. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
That's awesome. That's really cool. And I love how it, even though you didn't tell it to change its facial expression, he does blink and he does have eyebrow movements. Very, very natural.
Yeah. Actually, this has many potential business opportunities. For example, for telepresence, mm-hmm. You can use your face, your voice to control the 3D photorealist avatar to represent you in a virtual meeting with somebody else.
Yeah.
And also it can be used on in gaming. You
sure.
can, it can use in gaming. Also, like the social network, it can have just your avatar to be in the social networking.
Thank you so much. Keep up the great work. It's called 3D Photorealistic Talking Head.